USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are skyrocketing to record highs. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular jumping another 2 cents to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the sixth day in a row. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration likes these high gas prices.
They are intentionally reducing our ability to produce oil and gas here in the United States. They will beg OPEC for more oil. They'll beg Maduro for more oil. Maduro's oil isn't global warming, but American is. I mean, it's nonsense. It's ideology.
The FBI is launching a hate crime investigation into the mass shooting that killed 10 people in Buffalo. Special Agent Stephen Bologna of the FBI's field office in Buffalo making that announcement. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Finland is taking steps to join NATO. The decision announced on Sunday at a joint news conference with Finland's president and prime minister, who say the move must be ratified by the country's parliament before Finland can formally apply for membership with the European alliance. The country shares an 830-mile border with Russia, and Russian authorities have warned Finland that joining NATO would be a mistake. The FDA is giving the green light to a new diabetes drug. The agency on Friday saying it approved Eli Lilly's new injection drug called Mounjaro for adults with type 2 diabetes. The FDA saying the drug showed to improve blood sugar levels with diet and exercise. The Powerball jackpot is growing. Lottery officials saying Monday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $90 million after no one matched all six numbers to claim last night's prize. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
One of the conservative Supreme Court justices that's being targeted by pro-abortion protesters is speaking out.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says the leak of a draft opinion that suggests the court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade has changed the institution. At a conference in Dallas Friday evening, he says the trust within the institution that he's a part of is now gone.
And when you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally. You begin to look over your shoulder. It's like kind of an infidelity.
Thomas is the longest serving member of the court. He added that what has happened is tremendously bad. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
In her first sit-down interview since leaving the White House, former First Lady Melania Trump speaks with Fox News' Pete Hegseth, covering a wide gamut of topics. During the interview, which aired on Fox and Friends Weekend, the former First Lady weighs in with her reaction to the nationwide baby formula shortage.
It's heartbreaking to see that they are struggling and the food is not available for children in 21st century in United States of America.
Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.